Hello, this is Brian Madden, and you're listening to Brian Madden Live. Microsoft recently announced that the Longhorn version of Terminal Server will have such features as application publishing, seamless windows, an SSL gateway, and a web interface. So what does this mean for companies like Citrix, who already add these capabilities on top of Terminal Services today? Well, to find out the future of Citrix's Presentation Server product, I had a chance to sit down with the Program Manager for Presentation Server for Citrix, Sumeet Dhawan. Sumeet and I discussed the future of Citrix Presentation Server and how it will compete in the Longhorn timeframe. Good morning, Sumeet. Thank you for joining me here today.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here.
Let me ask you right off the bat. Yesterday in the keynote sessions, we heard about Constellation, which was a codename for a set of new technologies for Presentation Server. And it was really presented to the audience as here is what we are doing in the Longhorn timeframe. So Longhorn's going to have seamless windows and published applications and that kind of stuff. And so Citrix really laid out, here's what we're going to be doing in that time frame to continue to add value to the Longhorn platform. So I wonder if you can just talk a little bit about Constellation.
Yeah, no problem. So like Scott Heron, the group vice president for the access management group that includes Presentation Server as one of the products. So he mentioned that Constellation is a set of technologies, and that's kind of important here. Constellation is not the code name for a product, for a project, or a release of Presentation Server. It's really a set of technologies, much broader than that, that will result into a bigger set of products all around the virtualization area. So Constellation, it's the next generation of application virtualization technologies built for Longhorn. Longhorn will be one of the platforms that we will support and recommend to our customers. So we've already started working on a lot of those technologies, and some of them are already in development and have been in development for 2 years, actually, in our labs. And Constellation, the way we designed the content of Constellation was we kind of looked at, as customers grow in complexity, as the deployments of Presentation Server or Terminal Services, they grow in complexity, there are certain needs that are still not fulfilled by Presentation Server product as you see it today, or any technologies that are out there, even with the ecosystem that Citrix has. And those are the six areas. There are six areas that we identified, and those are the six technologies that we decided we will include as part of Constellation. So that's really, Constellation, the definition of it.
Okay, so something you said that was key was that this is more than Presentation Server. So it sounds like Constellation is not, you said it's a code name for a set of technologies, it's not a next product, but it's fair to say that this is beyond Presentation Server. While it adds value, maybe in some of the ways that Presentation Server adds today, this is not, for example, a preview of Presentation Server 6 or 7 or anything like that.
You're absolutely correct, Brian. No, it's not a version or an addition or a release of Presentation Server. This will result into products, options, bundles yet to be defined.
Okay, so some of the Constellation technologies, we saw one thing in there was Project Iris, which is the ICA recording, ICA surveillance, and that's been out in sort of a tech preview code since this past summer. We also saw the Tarpon technologies, which are the application streaming, which I actually wrote up about today. But I wonder if you can maybe talk about some of the other technologies, and I understand you can't really talk about specifics, but so you said Constellation is a set of six technologies, so I wonder if you can talk about those other four and kind of what you're thinking about for the future of the Presentation Server platform or whatever these technologies turn out to be.
Okay, no problem. Actually, first point of clarification is that Project Tarpon is not part of Constellation. So the way Citrix is recommending a complete solution for application delivery is that you have to pick what's best for the type of application you have. If you have client-server application, then you virtualize it. That's what everyone knows as Presentation Server. But you have desktop applications, you stream it. And that's where Project Tarpon comes in. Constellation is focused on enhancing our virtualization story. And I'm sure that's what your area of focus is. It's not so much on web apps, it's not so much on optimization technologies that Citrix offers. It's the virtualization technologies that Citrix offers. So first of all, Project Tarpon is not a part of Constellation. That's just another area, another solution that Citrix offers. So you're absolutely correct. Iris is one of the technologies. That's the code name for session recording and what we call policy-based session recording. So you can record end user or administrative activities within an ICA session for compliance purposes. So this is one technology that we're seeing great deal of interest in some specific segments of the market, some specific industries, maybe healthcare, maybe call centers. Now there are five more technology areas, and one interesting one, and we can go through all six of them, but the one that's most interesting to mention is autonomic load management. And what autonomic load management does is, I mean, you can think about how when you go to an airport to catch a plane, you have to kind of decide which security check-in line you want to stand in, so you can get serviced in the fastest manner. And there's a router. There's someone who's routing you to that line. And that's what our load balancing is today. Okay, we route a user connection to the shortest queue, if you may, or the server with the most resources that are available. It's resource-based load balancing. And there are shortcomings in it. I mean, we have seen what ends up happening is that we may balance the load of servers, but that may not be the best thing to do for user experience. Eventually, what you want is load management based on user experience. Provide the guarantee that the system provides the best user experience. So autonomic load management takes this load balancing that we have, which is fairly advanced in presentation server, to the next level. It builds the intelligence into the load balancing technology so that if I'm coming in as a user, and if I am a user that's only going to run, let's say, productivity applications, you know, or email, and they're not memory intensive, they're not that much CPU intensive, and my fellow employee Jeff comes in and he's trying to launch maybe some larger footprint applications, let's say applications in the financial industry could be Bloomberg application, which takes up a lot of resources on the system, and system treating Jeff and I in an identical manner is kind of incorrect, right? If I had two bags that had to be scanned and a bunch of metal that I'm wearing on my body as compared to someone else who has nothing in his hands, you should kind of route those two users or two travelers on an airport in two different lines. You should be able to decide what's best or quickest for them. And that's what we are building. So we know what users are logged in, what their profile is, and not necessarily what they're running right now, but what they will likely end up running on the servers in future based on their historical profile. And the user that's coming in, what the user will be consuming in future, and based on that, routing the connection to the appropriate server. Essentially, guaranteeing the best user experience. That's the focus of that particular technology. Like, innovative thinking is involved in Constellation, kind of like thinking about what the problems are that customers are facing as the complexity of their deployment increases. And that's where Constellation will add value on top of Longhorn.
And so that is one technology of the five in Constellation. So I wonder if you can just sort of take us through some of the other technologies and the other things that you guys are thinking about.
Sure. Another area is system health monitoring, and that's again enhancing the availability of the system and making sure that users get appropriate experience based on the health of the system. Again, going more than just load monitoring. Today, what we do is we monitor the load of system and then decide where to keep a user session and where not to route a user session. System health monitoring takes it to the next level. I mean, everyone is familiar of the black hole problem, right? I mean, there are a black hole is essentially there's several black hole problems, and the good news is we have fixed some of them in presentation server 4.0. For example, if you try to bring a bunch of servers up at the same time, presentation server 4.0 has resolved the issue that not all connections go on to the same server. There are still black hole scenarios when it comes to load balancing in terminal services or presentation server environment. And one of the examples is that in case a server is what I would call unhealthy, not healthy, to be able to accept user log on, all the way from when the user tries to log on to the system to be able to print this print on that server, or to be able to run the application successfully and access all the resources successfully. And there are several metrics or parameters that you can configure to really decide whether the system is healthy or not, which we will allow the administrative team deploying the product to be able to configure. So based on all of those configurations, the system will be intelligent enough to determine if the system is healthy or not. And if it is, route a user connection to that server. If it's not, then isolate the server, report the problem to the administrator, and provide guidance on how to resolve the issue. So end-to-end kind of system health monitoring for presentation servers, removing some of those black hole problems, but more importantly, making the availability of the system to all the users high. Reach that 5/9 or 24/7 goals that we have for us for presentation server.
Let's continue to talk down that list and look at some of the other things.
Okay. Another one is user experience monitoring. You know, Citrix admins love Citrix, but what they don't like about when they have Citrix in their environment is the fact that everyone blames Citrix for anything that goes wrong with their environment, or you know, there may be a problem with the network, with backend applications, with presentation server components themselves. But oftentimes, or what we saw was we conducted a little research and a survey among our customer base, and we found out that 9 out of 10 times, even though Citrix team is blamed for Citrix not functioning properly by users, 9 out of 10 times, that's incorrect. And the tenth complaint that they get is not a problem with Citrix per se, but the problem with some other infrastructure component that Citrix is dependent on. So we think that it's important that Citrix customers have tools available for them to be able to have visibility on where the problem will be, have visibility on what user experience is. We do provide some information on around ICA round trip, but taking that to the next level and enhancing the ICA protocol itself so that it can keep track of what user experience is in something that's more real than just ICA round trip. So I unfortunately can't give you some of that is very confidential and kind of like intellectual property for Citrix at this point in time. So I can't give you any more details about how we are planning to enhance the ICA protocol, but the objective is to provide that level of visibility to the administrative team working on Citrix in a proactive manner. First of all, if there is a problem that users are complaining about or going to complain about, so they can resolve them. But more importantly, or in addition to that, I should say, they will also have visibility on whether the problem was there or not. You know, if you knew that there is a complaint from a user from a particular maybe branch office that yesterday, so-and-so application was extremely slow. Well, you have data to show them why it's the same performance it has been for the last month, 2 months. But if it was actually slow, you knew about it much before than you actually heard about it.
So this is kind of a CYA functionality for Citrix administrators, so they can easily point the finger at someone else if it's not their problem.
Well hopefully it's not a CYA thing, and it's mostly ability to troubleshoot and resolve the issue before it's found. But that's an important thing, because oftentimes Citrix gets blamed as an infrastructure component within organizations and kind of have a bad, everyone gets a bad taste of Citrix, so we don't want that, because Citrix is critical in providing availability to applications. There's really nothing available to do it otherwise.
All right, so we've talked about the Iris recording and surveillance and policy-based technology there. We've talked about system health monitoring. So we talked about some of these capabilities already. We saw in the keynote yesterday that Boeing was doing a lot of work with CAD and 3D applications and some OpenGL acceleration kind of stuff. And that was one of the things that was mentioned yesterday, that there were, as part of the Constellation set of technologies, as far as graphics acceleration, OpenGL, 3D rendering, perhaps medical imaging. So I wonder if you can talk a little bit about what you're thinking about for the future with regards to that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you saw is, again, how Citrix is capable of enhancing the ICA protocol to serve a lot more applications than it has been. And I remember, I've been with Citrix for 8 years now, and I remember about 6 years or 5 to 6 years ago, there were some customer requests on serving 3D applications on Citrix, but they were spotty. They were just here and there, very tactical deployments. And even at Citrix, we kind of thought, you know, that's not even a market for presentation server or virtualization in general. You know, those applications will never be deployed on Citrix. And we heard from some of the healthcare customers of ours that that there are certain applications that are graphics intensive and that they would never ever deploy or virtualize. But the market has changed. As customers expand and standardize on Citrix Presentation Server, they've seen the business benefits of the platform and the technologies, and they want to leverage them for more and more of their applications. And that's what happened with Boeing. You know, Boeing started deploying, and you saw that at iForum. They have the Presentation Server deployed for a lot of their applications, business critical applications. And when a new business started and there was 3D applications that had to be deployed, you know, they started working with Citrix, giving us requirements on what they needed. And Boeing and Citrix worked together, identified the requirements, and we tried to understand how users interact with these 3D applications, because that's what you need. You want the user experience to be the best, right? In these complex environments, which may have high network latency, over the WAN, over different network scenarios, and different heterogeneous devices. So we tried to understand what user requirements were, and we found that users need responsiveness. That's the key. And in fact, any time you have to measure, you know, how well a platform is or a protocol is, it's the responsiveness that's the key thing to measure. And that's where we take pride in ICA already. But we found that there was a problem with responsiveness when it came to serving these 3D graphics applications. And we were seeing more and more evidence in the market that customers wanted to serve graphics-intensive applications. So that's where graphics acceleration came in. We started by doing research in software-based acceleration, and we accomplished our goal. What we did was we call it aggressive compression or intelligent compression, where we compress the data that goes on the wire based on what kind of interaction user is having with the application. For example, if you're trying to rotate an image, right, at the time you're rotating the image, you just want to rotate it and get to where you've rotated it to as quickly as possible. So you can look at once it's been what it's been completely rotated, once the action is complete. You don't really care about how the application comes up on the screen while a user is rotating it. So as you saw during the iForum keynote, the responsiveness of the system when the user is rotating an image was high because we aggressively compressed the data when the user is rotating. So we're trying to gather intelligence on what action user is performing. Okay, if the mouse is clicked and he's rotate and the user is rotating, or if a user is scrolling, then there are certain degrees of freedom that we have on what level of data or how much amount of data we send over the wire. And that's where graphics acceleration came in. But we didn't stop there. We said, well, you know what? We should not limit ourselves to resources, software resources. We can think of graphical processors on the servers and try to leverage those. And that's where graphics acceleration is leading towards, the technologies that we're building is leading towards. Currently, when you cannot use graphics processors on the server and in a multi-user environment, that technology does not exist. And that's where Constellation, that's one area where Constellation is enhancing. In fact, we call that Project Ocelot, and we're planning on building technologies to be able to leverage the hardware processor or graphic processor units on the servers, in the data center, and provide enhanced user experience and still be able to give the higher user density that customers are already familiar with, and that make the total cost of ownership of virtualization solution attractive.
Now, some of this sounds a little bit like what Microsoft is doing also in the Longhorn timeframe, when they start to move away from sort of a traditional window model, manager model, into like a WinFX type remoting, where they're actually remoting WinFX primitives. I wonder if that's anything that you've looked at or anything that you can talk about now as far as understanding that Constellation is not necessarily made for Longhorn, but as more applications are written for the WinFX window manager, I wonder if Citrix will look at making ICA remote the windows to the client at a different level, much the same way you're looking at maybe doing it with OpenGL today.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We're not going to stop at OpenGL. I think WinFX is another platform, and then and DirectX, which is I guess related to WinFX, is yet another. So Ocelot will comprise of all of those areas.
Now, one of the things, while we're still talking about user experience, and this is a question that actually I get asked quite a bit, so I'm curious what your thoughts are. One of the first things that Citrix did, I think back in MetaFrame 1.8 with feature release 1, was the speed screen latency reduction. And I say this is for the first thing Citrix did in the context of making the user interface experience feel like it was faster than the actual network could support. Now, speed screen latency reduction 1.0 was released with MetaFrame 1.8. Presentation Server 4, which is maybe 6 or 7 iterations later, still has version 1.0. of speed screen latency reduction. So I wonder, is that technology you're looking at improving or enhancing, or has it been enhanced under the hood? It just still says 1.0 for the current version.
It's actually funny. I think there may be some nomenclature issues regarding versioning, but speed screen has been enhanced for at least 2 releases. It's just that when you talk about the top line benefits and enhancements of a product, that doesn't get covered. But for example, let me give you an example on how we have enhanced the user experience in Photo. This is just one of the examples. You know, besides printing, you know, we've done some user experience enhancements with printing, but there have been 2 major enhancements with Photo. One is logon speed. I mean, if you compared the logon speed on Photo versus XP platform, you're going to see about 50% improvement. So that means 2/3 the time to log on Photo, bearing all other things like profile, like downloading profiles or anything like that. Just the logon speed has been significantly enhanced. And all the areas or bottlenecks that we had in Presentation Server for logging on to Presentation Server, they were optimized. There were several optimizations done. We never gave it a name of a technology when we launched Photo, just because there were already a lot of benefits in Photo that you could see. But that's one area we did focus on. A big improvement in Photo, and it kind of just sits under the hood and no one even talks about it or notices it until you kind of go through the documentation and release notes to understand it, is client drive enhancements. I mean, in fact, Brian, I will send you a video that compares file enumeration of on an XP platform versus Photo platform. So you can see by yourself how much faster simple things like opening a client file on client device or enumerating just a directory on client device is on Photo versus XP. What we did was we looked at, you know, it's Microsoft Windows operating system, and when we kind of leverage that for client device enumeration, is built for local device access. It's not built for remote device access. So there's usually a lot of handles that get opened and closed when you just click on a directory to browse. I mean, there's just, it tries to enumerate hidden files, and it opens up handles, actually. So there's a lot of, all of each one of those handle calls used to be sent as a separate packet within ICA. So think about how many round trips have to occur. And if it's a high latency environment, then that can actually kill the performance or user experience. Well, what we did was we said, why don't we think about caching some of that information on the server side? So in case user tries to do it multiple times, or be intelligent on what user might do when they go to a directory, they may open a file. So try to cache those handles so that if case a user tries to open a file after browsing to a directory, we've already cached the handles. You don't have to go back and forth just to get open and close those handles one more time. Just making those enhancements and some of the codec improvements, codec changes in our product, we were able to get about, I would say, 200 to 300 times performance improvements. So I'm talking about if it took, if a directory enumeration took let's say 20 seconds on XP. It probably took a little bit longer for some of the larger directories when you're talking about client devices over a WAN. It would take you less than a second on presentation server, a lot less than, say, a few milliseconds on presentation server photo.
Now, I have to just say that for the record that that's a topic that we on BrianBedden.com have talked about quite a bit, so the enhancements as well as the file lock synchronization and that kind of stuff. But we spent quite a bit of time talking about those improvements, especially with is this functionality that could be shoehorned into RDP and all sorts of things like that. But I guess one other thing I want to ask, again, kind of more directly, though, but the actual speed screen latency reduction, which was specifically the local text echo capabilities of that is the same now that it has been for the past 5 years or so. That's correct?
Mostly except the underlying code exchange, and they get enhanced. The capability from user perspective is very similar.
Okay. So I guess the last thing about these constellation technologies, and I have to ask this anyway, at iForum, the presentation showed a bunch of different technologies that were making up constellation, and the last one on the list was about 5 question marks. So kind of a hint at there's more, you know, you'll find out soon enough. So I have to ask you, can you tell us anything else or kind of give us any other glimpse about what you're sort of thinking about for the future of presentation server?
Absolutely. Now, there are 6 technologies areas. So there were 2 slides that were presented. One of them were technologies, and the other one was project code names that are being demonstrated in the tech lab. So the slide that you're talking about was the code names for projects that are demoed in the tech lab. So there were several of them, and we didn't even want to list all of them on the slide deck. So that's why you saw 5 big ones. But Constellation is still those 6 technology areas. So that's the scope of Constellation that we've defined so far.
And so I think that from what you're saying, and I know this is a question people have, you know, a lot of information about Longhorn and the capabilities of Longhorn came out just in the past few weeks. And so it's safe to say, I think, now that Citrix has been thinking about these Constellation technologies a lot longer than the past 2 weeks, and this is not something that was just sort of done as a last minute, here's Longhorn, what are we going to do?
No, actually, we have been trying to hold on to this Constellation name very close to our chest. In fact, there were very, very few people within the company, within Citrix, that were aware of the word Constellation. And we tried to not release it because it kind of loses its sizzle when it's launched at iForum, and we wanted to make a big splash out of it. So we actually gave it some other code names internally within Citrix. And the other projects that you saw, those code names have existed forever. The umbrella code name was called something different within Citrix, and it never went out at all. Constellation is something that we have been thinking about ever since we locked down the photo product. So not even launched it, but locked down photo product. We started thinking about what's next. We've been aware of about Longhorn functionality in one form or the other. You know, some people came to know about those enhancements were in R2 through some other project names that Microsoft had, like Bearpaw. And so we were aware of them. And really, the way Citrix takes it is that it's really good that Microsoft is adding these capabilities. I understand that some customers think that maybe terminal services will be good enough, and a lot of customers may start that way. But what this means is more customers will adopt virtualization for their applications. And eventually, as they roll up the terminal services, as they adopt them, like Microsoft says, you know, for low complexity environments, terminal services is good enough today with Windows 2003. Adding these capabilities would still mean that if you have low complexity deployments, you can use Longhorn terminal services. But sooner or later, what we realize is that complexity in those environments grow. And the complexity is really measured, not just by size. That's very important. And I think everyone needs to understand that. The complexity is measured in 3 axes, at least 3 axes, I should say. You know, there's application level complexity, which means what kind of applications are they? Are these applications large footprint, multiple upgraded very frequently, are not necessarily tested or supported in multi-user environments, and have compatibility issues with other versions of same application and things like that? Or there's network level complexities. For example, there may be WAN links, there may be wireless networks, there may be unreliable connections, and then there is user level complexities, which is not just the size of the user community, but what their requirements are. Are they mobile? Are they remote? Are they going to use different devices? Where heterogeneity comes in. And what do they need? Do they need access to their application somehow? Don't care about availability, or availability is of importance to them. In which case, a lot of these constellation technologies, as well as some of the load balancing and other technologies that Presentation Server 4 already has, comes in. So that's always been Citrix's viewpoint. With Microsoft, and we've been working very closely with Microsoft. In fact, we're kind of helping them in enhancing some of the technologies in Longhorn itself, just so it's a good platform and customers adopt it. And then they see, as their complexity grows, that they need value-add products like Presentation Server.
I really appreciate you taking the time with us today. I wonder if you have any final thoughts you'd want to share for our audience.
I think Brian, you do an excellent job in keeping the community together. We really appreciate it, and I'm sure we're going to make a visit on Brian Forum sometimes.
Great. Well, Sumit, thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you.
Today's show was originally recorded on October 11, 2005, at the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, at iForum 2005. This show's contents are copyrighted by the Brian Madden Company. Our theme music was composed by Jack Madden. Thanks for listening.